No, I haven't moved. Apparently I need to, that's good to know. And now, without further ado, once more with feeling, fuck off and fuck you. No, get the fuck out. Get out, get out, get off me. Damn it, leave. Get off and leave me the fuck alone! You're sorry? Oh yeah, you look real full of remorse and guilt-ridden forcing your way through my front fucking door. Don't give me hollow words. Put up or shut up. Change your fucking behavior. Anything less is meaningless. How do I do what, exactly? You're gonna have to be more specific. Hurt you? Oh, you hate to admit it, but you and I both know how easy it is for something infinitesimally small to hurt you. Why the fuck do you think you can't handle anyone else's goddamn sensitivity? You're the same exact fucking way. Yeah, I know I'm right. I don't need your validation, whether you're lying through your fucking teeth or not. You can say you're not lying all you'd like. Lying liars who lie a lot like to swear they're not. It denies culpability in their bullshit-addled minds. How do I know what words will hurt you the most? I know you. For better and worse. The frail thread of good in you. The skid marks in your vacant soul. Why you are what you are. How you became this hardly functional, malformed, malcontent little boy masquerading in a man's meat suit. I see you. For what you aren't and what you are. And right now, you're trespassing, breaking, and entering. Sputtering feigned apologies in the vain hope of pulling a woolen blindfold over my eyes. I'm not going to call the police. No, not until I have a reason to. Oh, I can handle you, little one. I'll tell you if that was a Freudian slip if you can spell Freudian correctly. Not even close. You sad little fool. That's all right. Freud was full of shit, too. You have that in common, not to mention your utter disregard for the fairer sex beyond the exact parameters set in your demented mind. If she doesn't fill a role exactly as you expect, oh, she's anomalous, if not afflicted entirely. Exaggerating, oversensitive, reading too far into things, paranoid, seeing that which isn't there. Hysterical, in short. The thing is, if it's hysterical, it's goddamn well historical, too. What you call too deep is a forensic examination, an evisceration of the living dead. No wonder you hate when people look closely at you. You're an utter fucking disaster, fixated on what you think is wrong with everyone else, but never yourself. You project because you lack authenticity. You project because you have no sense of self. You delude yourself, performing a perpetual masquerade based on how you want others to see you, not your own merit. How do I know all of this? You're not fucking special, boy. Everyone who's had a childhood like ours cycles through the same patterns until they're strong enough to break them with their bare fucking hands. No shit. I've dug deep into the recesses of each of our psyches. In lieu of maggots to eat gangrenous tissue, I've found a scalpel. A surgical separation at the fucking root is required. That means hollowing out every trauma, every nanosecond of victimization, every choice I thought was mine, which was actually an echo of past conditioning, wanting to grow where it doesn't fucking belong. Just like cancer cells. Am I calling you cancerous? I'll do you one better. Do you feel you are cancerous? Oh, sure. I do deeply begrudge the automated attentive care cancer patients receive automatically the second you utter the dreaded C-word. This is a judgment on the merit and character of the unafflicted, not the patient. Have you forgotten how little weight I give to denigrating terms, particularly those intended to govern feminine sexuality? Oh, I've got one for you too, coward. And another, cuck. That's actually creative, and you've learned a new word slightly further along in the alphabet. How exciting for you. Guess what, fuck truck? This empathic hunt's gone supernova. I'll do you a C-word one much, much more painful than coward, cunt, cuck, or cancer. At least cancer cells have a chance of being cut out of you, but I die fucking grass. Chronic illness. At least there's a chance of remission with cancer, if not the mercy of an early death surrounded by sympathy, compassion, and genuine goddamn care. All this tizzy over your own cells replicating at an abnormal rate. Nothing more than a basic tenet of evolution. Were the god-fearing not blinded by their own fucking belief system, perhaps they'd recognize sickness for precisely what it is. A consequence of genetic composition paired with your environment. Just like narcissism, borderline, histrionic, bipolar, unipolar, schizophrenia, and CPTSD. Just like ankylosing spondylitis, multiple sclerosis, Marfan's, every child born remotely near Pripyat, and in the near future, fucking Fukushima too. Not to mention Harley Quinn motherfucking ichthyosis. Suffering isn't given or chosen. Suffering is simply endured until death do us all part. There are two great equalizers. Sickness and death. Be grateful we're not bound by law, only in spirit. Take your ableist eugenicist bullshit to someone who might have a chance of believing it. We're all born to fucking die, every living thing on this planet. We merely differ in rate. Oh, so should we round up every narcissist too, no matter their cadre or depth of contamination? Even just those who've caught fleas. Take all y'all out back and start a firing at will. You're just as sick as any malformed, undeveloped baby born to die just barely, clinging to life in any neonatal ICU. We don't execute those pitiful little creatures. How the fuck are you any different? How the fuck am I? How the fuck is anyone? Think about it if you don't know right now. Keep fucking thinking. Question everything you do and why, and when you think you figured yourself out, keep fucking questioning every impulse you have and every move you make until your brain and heart give out. Make an effort to become self-aware or you'll surely stay deluded. What I think doesn't matter, Pib. Cancerous or radioactive or both, it doesn't fucking matter what I think of you. No matter how you try and justify relying on what you project, you'll never find self-assurance. Ever. Point fucking blank. What you think about yourself matters infinitely more than what anyone else thinks. Placing your worth in someone else's eyes is your own mistake. You're not the only one who's made that error in judgment. No, you're missing the point entirely. It's not about you. It's not about me either. Neither of us were taught to love or care for our own damn selves. No fucking wonder we clung to one another for dear life. Yep, love hurts. That's what we know. Plain and simple. Loving someone else hurts. Finding the audacity to love ourselves isn't something either of us witnessed any adult in our lives do. We were raised by children. Of course, we're childish now, too. Love and pain are one and the same to us. Pain is not love, in reality. I didn't just figure this shit out, dude. And no, I haven't done this shit by myself. Save your flattery for someone who might be flattered. It's taken a long, hard look. In a real mirror. Years of sitting with this revolting rot burning through my gut. And a litany of therapists to sort through the devils in my details. Glad you've seen a therapist too. Did they tell you it was a good idea to burden me with your presence? No? So why are you here, then? Still obsessed. That's disappointing. But You're not the only one who's still got an obsession after all this time. Not with you, no. Rather, with your licentious parody of love. And this is simply a fault of your pathology. The mechanics of you. Your design and how to interpret every noxious line engraved in your psyche. You're diseased at a cellular level. Down to the marrow of your bones, you are polluted, barren, and unequivocally cold-hearted. Yet still you bleed, and breathe, and ache with need for care. Tell me, is it that effective need, or the fact of your narcissism? Which is your true disease? Either way, its onset is always the same. Is this what you came here for, then? A tongue-lashing, a mindfuck. Fuel from your most giving appliance. Oh, you know full well I sweat, bleed, and vomit fuel. Or have you stopped enjoying Roman showers? In lieu of love, hate will suffice. At least it's a feeling you're familiar with. An intoxicating compulsive fever sets in your vacant skin. The pitter-pattering, groaning, creaking, straining push and pull of the corroded, frigid metal in place of your heart creaks and squeals. An uncanny mockery of life itself. You flush and secrete a putrid sweat straight from the taint and hole of your soul. There's no fucking cure for what rots you through. 9. Sie haben die Wahl zwischen Pest und Cholera. Ich wähle keine. You can contaminate whomever you lay with, though. Your vague proximity, really, is full of contagion on an atomic level. You radiate contact contamination. You all do. Consider me a narcissistic Geiger counter. What? You thought I didn't want to fight? Oh, no. No, 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 no. That was last time. That's when I waved that little white flag. No, no, we're on very different terms now. Emotional warfare is a language we're both fluent in. Each of us were raised on a battlefield neither can fully leave in the past. It'll always echo through our bones. You boil my blood and I yours. If you expected anything less, well... That's your folly, little fella. I told you to stay the fuck away from me, and looky-loo what we've got here! You've paid no mind to anything I ask of you whatso-fucking-ever. How incredibly surprising. Truly, I'm astonished. Good. Oh, good, you're getting pissy. I've struck a bundle of nerves, haven't I? Speaking of pissy, honey... You are aware of golden showers being indicative of both psycho and sociopathy, yes? Not to mention, you toss the term psycho around so flippantly when you don't even understand the term itself. Psycho is a blatant reference to your own fucking psychopathic features, nitwit. You project because you cannot take the pain of seeing yourself exactly as you are. Crippled at the core. Frail for the fact of you. Wounded. Does it make you feel like a big strong man to pin a woman you claim to love to the wall, wrists gripped tight above her head? Sure seems to turn you on, at least. Oh, I feel that cock getting harder, your hips pressed to mine. Mere seams and fabric separating the two of us. Don't fucking lie to me, boy. Am I? Am I enjoying this? Think carefully before you answer, please. Instinctive lying is unbecoming. Do you believe I enjoy this, really, deep down? Fuck you and fuck your deluded flattery. Ah! Now we're getting somewhere. That's the last time you get to hit me. Let go of my wrists. Mouthy? Mwah? Call a spade, call a cunt a cunt. You sure don't seem to mind my mouth when your cock's buried down my throat, or my cunt when you're burrowed to my cervix. No, it wasn't a trick question. Both are true, so either way, you're correct if you answer the fucking question at all. I do and I don't enjoy this. I'm not above admitting that petty vengeance feels satisfying in the moment. Righteous vengeance is still petty. Ow! That fucking hurt. You gonna let me off this wall now? Or do I just get my wrists back, not the whole of my body? Go fuck yourself. I get the whole of your body. I'd tell you to pull your mind out of the gutter if I thought you were capable of higher thought. Oh, a part of me does enjoy this. Not an insignificant part either. Let me down. Now! Anger at its root never is insignificant. Pain is seldom simple. And that's all anger really is. Pain. A part of me doesn't. Most of me doesn't. Love wants not to hurt and not to heal, but to be and to grow. But what you are is noxious, and your stunting is irrevocable without your active participation in your own decontamination. Even then, radioactive decay requires time. Generations, often. It took generations of specific people with specific experiences for you to come along. One generation isn't going to end an ancestral cycle by its onesie. They mess you up, your mom and dad? Do you remember that poem from school? Of course you slept through lit every period. Why does that not fucking surprise me? No, it really does run that deep. Your parents fucked you up good and hard, dude. So did mine. You don't get to use the fact of my sexual abuse against me. Yeah, dad was trash. Consider yourself lucky your mom didn't diddle you. Foster parents aren't quite the same as abusing your own flesh and blood, boy. So consider yourself extremely fortunate that your only experience with real incest was your sister. Don't fucking lie to me. You're not sorry. You're only hopeless if you believe you're hopeless. Do I believe you're hopeless? See, there's your fucking problem right there. It doesn't matter what I think. You fucking hate me for having the audacity to speak at all, so nothing I say is going to matter enough for you to internalize a syllable. Don't fucking look to me for an answer I can't have. You're guaranteeing your own disappointment. Look, on the off chance you give a fuck, we can talk about it. But you don't get to hold any conclusion you don't like against me just because it fucking hurts to hear. There's a couch here for a reason. You sit the fuck down. No, I'd rather stand. You know I pace when I'm pissed. Why do you think I'm attracted to people like you? I'll tell you. Childhood conditioning toward pain dealt at the hand of the most important man in my life, not to mention the fucking neglect when he more often than not wasn't even there. I got nothing. Lies and role-playing. Or pain. There was no in-between. Does that at all sound familiar to you, hmm? Mm-hmm. That's why you're attracted to people like me. You do the same goddamn thing. And you do the same to fill the void where your mother should have been. You're disgusting. But you're not entirely wrong. Filling the hole that he never should have been in is most accurate. Yep. You pull the same shit. So we repeat the same cycles. No, that's also where you're wrong. I am like you. That's the thing that pulls us together, our similarities. And our differences have shortly forced us apart. I'll endure a firestorm to burn out this infection. Can you say the same? No, you can't. I didn't think so. But I wanted to hope you could. So for too long I did have hope for you. It was dashed every time, though. I've learned to expect disappointment and betrayal from men. How could you be any different? You've learned to expect disappointment and betrayal from women. How could I be any different?
Nein, Junge.
You're wrong. Ich bin eine Wulfe. Im Schafspelz. I'm no lamb, I promise you. I fawn well. Too fucking well and too fucking easily. We're wolves without a pack to call our own, you and I. So we tried to make one. That's each of our respective folly. Call yourself a beta if you'd like. It'll maintain that neckbeard nice guy facade you cleave to so desperately for some semblance of your own identity. That won't change the fact of you perpetually cucking yourself in every other relationship you've ever had. This pattern, I guarantee, will continue. Your fear manifests itself over and over and over again. No, you don't want me. You want the assurance my devotion entails. No matter how you fucked up, I still chose you. And now, no matter how you plead and beg and claim you're different, that you've grown, that you've changed your ways, now I choose very differently. Fuck you. You repel me. Again, you don't want me. You want my unwavering devotion. Need I remind you of how fucking thrilled you were to tell your friends, oh, she was a vegan before me, straight edge, totally opposed to weed, but I put a stop to that shit. You take pride in changing me even now, molding me into your customized manic pixie dream girl. And I was stupid enough to let you, stupid enough to fill that role, stupid enough to believe I wanted to fill that fucking role. No. Fuck no. There is no future between us. I don't want to be in your life. I don't want you to be in mine either. What I want is to be left alone. Because you're right. I do enjoy being alone. And I want to be left alone by you, by people like you. Yet still you're drawn to me. Like moths to flame. I'm not lighting myself on fire to warm you. Why should I warm you? At all? What can this possibly give me? Just a quick fucking and easy orgasm? Alright, that's fair. Not a quick fuck. Did you just call me mommy? Dude. No. No. You don't need your mommy. More than that, I'm not your mommy. You need to parent yourself. Oh. You're the one crying for once. But why should I believe your tears are genuine? When you're dead set on any and everyone else's tears invariably being a manipulation tactic. How are your tears any different from your perception of mine? How the fuck can I believe what you don't even see you're projecting? No, I can't believe you. That spell was broken a good long while ago. Do you want to know why we're both low-key and whether we want to be or not? Whether we worship him or not? Whether we pay him any fucking mind or not? Why Loki's mythos has called to each of us since we were children? We're his monstrous progeny. He's always been a part of us because we're part of him. Think about it. We're made of him. The scapegoat child, the punching bag. Demonized for the fact of being, for having the audacity to say no. Authority is utterly unimpressive. Nobody can fucking control us, often not even ourselves. Stubborn. Obstinate. Adaptive when we see reason to adapt. We can melt into a crowd seamlessly, fit into a group with impeccable mimicry. At least until something goes wrong and our truth is revealed. Or until something goes right and our truth is found. Think about it. When something goes wrong, it's near always Loki's fault. Neither of us are at all unaccustomed to being in his place there. Shit, even the sibling issues can be traced back to him. Odin's not a forgiving or kind brother. It's no coincidence either of our elder siblings are major sources of pain for us too. Always overshadowed by their accomplishments or illness or health or their capacity toward obedience, law and order. While authority figures were in the room to keep them in check, at least. At one point or another, we've even each played Sigyn's role for one another. Well past the point of saving us from ourselves, each of us persisted in an attempt to spare the other further pain, and by doing so, enslaved ourselves to this feeble imitation of love. Through to the marrow, in our bones, we are each of us chaos incarnate, triggering for the fact of who we are. Agents of change, for better and for worse. Lightbringers, if you want to get Abrahamic. Promethean, if you'd rather use Greek mythos up in this keon. Which is ancient Greek for bitch, just so you fucking know, not that you pick up a book. Even in shadow, we illuminate what's long gone ignored for the sake of preserving the status quo. What's comfortable, what's easy. Neither of us were ever meant to fit in any box societal roles an authority at large would like to shove us into. We can. Not forever. And it's not true to either of us. Liar, 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 liar. You're lying to yourself, not only to others. That's why everything keeps going wrong for you. Self-deception will bring you nothing but suffering. No, that's not power. You cannot know real power that way. You can grasp a feeble imitation, not Mjolnir itself. Need I remind you, Loki obtained the hammer and brought it to Thor himself. Wielding such a powerful gift from a trickster, it has a steep price. Wield it, or it will wield you. What's more difficult for the impulsive than self-control? What? No. This is a bad idea. You know it is. And the antithesis of what I was getting at. Stop fucking lying to me. You don't miss me. You miss fucking me. Mother Darfish. Gods, you're audacious. I'm not your mother, little one. No, I'm really not. I can't help you. I can't heal you. Your mommy issues are yours to manage. Don't bite my neck. Fuck. No. 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 I don't. No, I don't want your lap. No. You're legitimately cruel. Do you realize that at all? What am I gonna do about it? You know better than to push me. Well, you always did say you liked the look of a Glasgow smile. Oh no, I'm not fucking with you. Weren't you the one who swore up and down about the hazards of sticking your dick in crazy? Oh, you courted your match in the loony bin, sugar. Do you really expect crazy not to fuck you back? Yeah, you could take this knife from me. And yeah. Oh, I know full fucking well that you have the knowledge and capability to butcher me. Literally. Throw me in suitcases, scatter my pieces. I know. I'm well fucking aware. And yeah, you could force my whistle cunt to wet. A physiological response isn't consent. You fucked me mid-dissociation, you know that full well first fucking hand. I know. You remember that last massive fight, little one. I told you, near begged you, to fucking kill me. Do you remember that? Good. Your memory is suddenly much clearer than ever before, isn't it? Perhaps I ought to have shoved a knife in your mouth sooner. Shut the fuck up and listen to me for once in your pathetic life. Life without you seemed unimaginable. A wretched fucking half-existence in lieu of you. What did I have left to lose without you? I'd already forsaken myself. Where exactly were the slightest of fucks left for me to give? Pray tell, do you have any ideas? You're right. Funny how answering a direct question is suddenly a priority of yours now. Blade bearing down on your tongue. No. You have no way to source those fucks for the giving, because there were no fucks left for me to give. Your self-importance radiates, contaminating everyone misfortunate enough to make your acquaintance. Thorough decontamination is required in your wake. I had nothing left to lose then. Do you really want to find out whether I've found a solitary fuck to give since? Do you? Good. You're learning. Like it or not, you need to leave. You really should have learned how to cooperate with people sooner. Get out. You've exhausted my patience. Gute Nacht. Aschgesicht.